I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so I don't know. Each weekend I'm watching NFL football with one eye on the Texans and what they're doing and another eye on the rest of the league to see what the quarterback situations are in some of these cities where they can ship Deshaun Watson to in the offseason. And I think the one thing I'm wondering, Seth, is does the Dolphins, two things with respect to the Dolphins, which we know is the one team Deshaun Watson has waived his no-trade clause for. One is, is there anything the Dolphins can do to play their way out of even wanting Deshaun Watson? They've won four in a row. We'll go through their schedule here in a second. But two, is that what we should be rooting for as Texan fans? Is there another team out there that's going to be motivated enough to put together a better package than what the Dolphins had reportedly put together for Deshaun, which was three firsts and a whole lot more stuff?
Yeah, and at the very least, even if it's incrementally better, like right now the Texans are dealing with a limited market because Deshaun only wants to approve one team that we know of, maybe another couple. But things change a whole lot if you open up the bidding to multiple teams. If Miami is far and away Deshaun's favorite place to go, and the Texans basically, you know, have to get Deshaun to approve everything because he has that damn no-trade clause, then it only stands to reason that, yeah, there's a better offer out there if you open it up to five, six, seven teams that are competing for Deshaun Watson. Especially if you consider, Sean, that the offer that Miami had on the table was, like, precarious. It seemed like they were precariously close to possibly accepting it, even if there was still a legal issue involved. So that was all wrapped up into it. I mean, even if Deshaun had settled the lawsuits, there's still criminal complaints out there looming. Yeah. You know, two of the women that filed criminal complaints are not involved in the lawsuits. So, and then whatever else other little things might be out there that maybe went unreported. So the Dolphins were willing to trade for Deshaun with that, theoretically. I can't imagine what would happen if he actually got through all the legal issues and settled and maybe the women dropped the charges or what have you, or the HPD decides not to pursue. I would imagine that it would be that much better of a package.
Yeah, so here's where Miami is right now. So Miami is the one team Deshaun's waived his no-trade clause for. The Dolphins have won four in a row, starting with that game against the Texans. Boy, it's funny, Seth. Two of the hottest teams in football right now are the Dolphins and the Colts, and they were at the nadir of their seasons until the Texans marched into their stadium.
Like that was when they realized that they could compete with the better teams.
That was the confidence boost that they needed, was to beat a David Culley coached Texans team. Yeah, the Colts were I think 1-4, 1-5 when the Texans played in week 6. So they were 1-4 just like the Texans. They're 6-6 now. The Dolphins were 1-7 just like the Texans when they played each other. Dolphins 5-7 now. So they've won four in a row. More importantly, Tua Tagovailoa has been good. He's not been Deshaun Watson level good.
Yeah.
But he has been good enough to where if he sustains this over the rest of the season, if you're the Dolphins, you at least have to have serious, serious conversations of, does it make more sense for us to ride into years 3 and 4 of Tua? Because he's really only had one healthy, like fully healthy, engaged season in the NFL. 2020 was his rookie year. but like a lot of rookies, there was COVID, and he's coming back from a gruesome hip injury. So if you're the Dolphins and you're Chris Greer, the general manager, and you're Brian Flores, the head coach, and Tua plays the rest of this string out well, which against this schedule, which we'll go through in a second, he can do.
Yeah.
You have to ask yourself, yeah, Tua's not Deshaun, but have we seen enough from Tua to think that he's going to continue to ascend as a player, and it makes more sense to pay Tua a few million a year for the next few years than to give up gut our drafts to pay Deshaun Watson $35 million a year.
To become, and you know, as we've said before, whoever trades for Deshaun Watson in some respects is trading to become the 2020 Houston Texans.
Absolutely.
Where you have Deshaun Watson, but no draft picks and not a whole lot else to speak of other than the Dolphins. You know, the Dolphins have Jalen Waddle and they have some, maybe some better, more enticing young talent, but you're really gutting your roster in a lot of ways and taking on all of that salary. I think with Tua right now, the hard thing about him is he doesn't make the incredible jaw-dropping throws or plays that Deshaun Watson did even when the Texans were bad as a young player. But he makes Jalen Waddle better, I think, than Jacoby Brissett did. They're obviously winning. They're functioning just fine. So what is he? Where is his upside? I think it's impossible to say at this point. You just don't have enough to know. But you certainly can't say, oh, no, he's never going to be more than a suboptimal quarterback. He's certainly shown enough that, yeah, there might really be something in this guy. And you have to remind yourself, too, yeah, he was dealing with coming off of a really bad hip injury last year when he got his first crack at playing football.
I think it's really admirable, too. Like, if I'm a Dolphin fan and I'm going, okay, I mean, Deshaun's better than Tua. But if I'm looking at the whole ball of wax with Tua, the fact that he's responded to very, very public, not just scrutiny, but very, very public desire to replace him, and he's responded with a stretch where they've won four in a row, and he's been kind of the catalyst for that. He's played well statistically. That's impressive to me, you know, just from the mental makeup of the guy.
He's gotten basically the collective, you know, this motion, you know, where somebody shoos you away with
yes.
the back of their hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basically, whether it's the media, management, anybody at all, they've been doing this little motion. Sean, how do you describe this motion? Your hand is facing downward. Yeah, like you're sweeping somebody away, just dismissing them.
Sweeping crumbs off the table kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, go along now. Go along.
Right.
We're not taking you seriously. He's dealt with all of that, and he's done it without complaint. And he's pretty much been the consummate team player the entire time. That's pretty impressive.
No doubt. So he these are the five teams that Miami has remaining on their schedule. They're 5-7 right now. They host the Giants this weekend. The Giants have the 7th-rated passing defense, according to DVOA. They then have a bye, and they play the Jets. The Jets have the 2nd-worst passing defense, according to DVOA. They then, in their last three games, they play at New Orleans, at Tennessee, and at New England. And if I'm just looking here, New Orleans kind of middle of the pack. Tennessee, middle of the pack. New England, yeah. as you can imagine, very, very good. New England's number two in the league.
But... Miami. Oh, they're at New England?
They host New England.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay. Now this is where we have to find out whatever psychological issues or block Belichick and Brady had in Miami. I guess now we'll really see where the rubber meets the road with Mac Jones and Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Does Miami have some kind of weird power over New England in Miami? It certainly has seemed that way for the past two decades. That would be awesome. That would be so cool if the Dolphins pulled that off. And it would be, I think most Texans fans right now, for various reasons, maybe I'm misreading this, because this is how I feel. I want Miami to be out on Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
There's a petty side to me that wants that to happen. I just want to say, yeah, you know, you don't get everything you want, Deshaun. You don't get to do whatever the hell you want. I understand if you felt you had to force your way out, whatever. So there's that. And then there's strictly the Texans fan side of me that wants to get the most value for Deshaun. The most value is if Deshaun doesn't have his cream of the crop place to choose, then maybe all of a sudden he says, all right, yeah, here's 5, 6, 7 other destinations I'd like to go to.
I think that's
you get a better price.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for too, Seth. And in no small part because San Francisco is winning now. And if you're asking yourself, Sean, why the hell is San Francisco winning important to a Deshaun Watson trade with Miami, it's because Miami does not have their first-round pick in 2022. Presumably, the most valuable asset that the Texans are going to get in a Deshaun Watson trade is first-round draft capital next spring, in the upcoming draft. The immediacy of having multiple first-round picks as soon as possible. Well, Miami has a first-round pick, but it belongs to the 49ers, who all of a sudden, like Miami, they're one of the hottest teams in football right now. They've gone from their pick, Seth, in the last 3 weeks, they've gone from their pick, which Miami owns, being a top 10 pick. They're a playoff team right now in the NFC, the Niners are. They would be the 21st pick in the draft if the season ended today. So if you're telling me that the team Deshaun wants to go to, that the best asset that you're going to get for Deshaun Watson is the 21st pick in the draft, man, spin again. You know, like get the Giants involved, man. The Giants have the 6th and the 7th pick in the draft. I know he doesn't want to go to the Eagles reportedly. They have 8, 9, and 14 right now. 8, 9, and 14.
Sean, this is my little fantasy. What if Deshaun actually has a secret inkling to go to Detroit, because that's where his his cheesesteak restaurant is based. They're out of
that's
Detroit.
A fact.
I don't know. I don't know why he chose a cheesesteak place from Detroit. Lefties is his go to whatever. Maybe the Lefties dude there. Yeah. Who I believe is related to Robert Saleh. Maybe he's got some kind of a pull on Deshaun, and he convinces him that Detroit's a great place to be. Right. He could be the person that restores the Detroit Lions to prominence within the NFL. Maybe get a sweet deal with it with Ford or somebody else that can one of the automakers.
There you go. I'm Googling because it's a great question. Why did he choose to franchise a cheesesteak place from Detroit? I just Googled Lefty's cheesesteaks be legendary. Nothing.
No, and then, but here's the other side of it, and people might not think this is all that cool, because people are going to say, Seth, what, number one overall, like, what's it matter this year? You can't get your quarterback. What if then, sitting on, like, a number one overall and a number three overall, Nick Caserio doesn't just trade down, but he trades down into future drafts.
Yeah.
But gets... I honestly would be totally open to getting just a bevy. If you had the number one and number three overall this year, if all of a sudden it was announced that Nick Caserio flipped those for like 4 first-round picks next year, it'd actually have to be higher because you're already sitting on overall that high. But if you flip them for a bunch of first-round picks in 2022, I'd be cool with that. Especially because the way the Lions roster is right now, I don't think Deshaun would take them up above 6 wins max next season.
I like where you're going with that. I would trade. My hope would be he uses one and trades the other one. Seth, I need a young player on the team in 2022 that I can get excited about.
You need a first rounder.
Yeah,
it's been so long.
We need that.
So how many first rounders do we even have on the roster right now? There's Titus.
From the
Texans, actually.
That's it. Their third-string quarterback, Deshaun Watson, is a first-round
pick. Oh, that's right.
Pick.
I forgot. Well, is he technically, or would Jeff Driskel be the third-string quarterback followed by...
No, he's a tight end now. He's listed as a tight end.
I know, but like, because he could also be the... Okay,
In a pinch. We'll go look at the depth chart and see.
I just want to double. Yeah, Titus Howard's the only first rounder that the Texans have drafted, other than Deshaun Watson. Laramie Tunsil was not the Texans draft pick.
Correct.
He kind of is, because they traded two more first rounders to get him.
A little bit. Well, there's at least one texter that agrees with your sentiment about the Dolphins. If you're wondering, I desperately want the Dolphins to win out and make the playoffs behind Tua, who then captures the hearts of Miami fans. Bleep your BS legendary dreams, Deshaun. I think that's middle screen.
Legend. Whenever I picture Deshaun Watson talking about being legendary now, yeah, I picture him as like a Broadway guy doing jazz hands, just going, legendary, with a crazy look in his eyes. Legend. Like one step shy of waka waka.
Right. He's a few scotch and sodas away from being waka waka guy.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.